Camel to the Future by Sandra Sherwood. Copyright Burlington Books 2009. Chapter 1. A Surprise for the Connolly Boys. 16-year-old Jordan Connolly lived in London. One Monday afternoon, he rode his bicycle home from school and opened the front door with his key. There was nobody else in the house. Normally, Jordan watched TV after he came home from school, but today he looked into the living room and saw an empty place with no TV. It wasn't there because it was broken, so Jordan couldn't watch any programs. He went upstairs to his room, turned on the radio, and took a comic from a shelf. Jordan was listening to music and reading comics on his bed when he heard his mother come home with his little brother Danny. Jordan looked at the clock on his bedroom wall. It was time for dinner, but his dad wasn't home yet. Dad usually came home from work before Mum, and he and Jordan prepared the meal together. Sometimes Jordan's dad worked late, and then Jordan and his Mum made dinner. "Hello, is anybody home?" Jordan's mother shouted. Jordan got off his bed and went to the top of the stairs. "Yes, I'm here, Mum," he said. "But Dad's not home. Is he working late tonight?" "No, he went to the shops," answered Mum. "But he'll be home soon, with a surprise. Come and talk to me while I make dinner." While Jordan talked to his mother in the kitchen, Danny sat near the kitchen table. "What's the surprise, Mum?" he shouted, jumping up and down in his chair. "What did Dad buy for us?" "I can't tell you that, Danny," said Mum. Jordan was thinking about the surprise too. He knew his Mum and Dad also liked watching TV. "I know, Mum," he said. "It's a new TV set, isn't it?" Jordan's Mum smiled. "You'll see when your father comes home, Jordan," she said. Suddenly, the front door opened. Mr. Connolly was home. "Jordan," he called, "come to the car and help me, please. I have to bring something into the house." Jordan ran to the front door. His father was taking a big flat box out of the back of the car. "What's that, Dad?" he asked curiously. "Is it a new TV?" "Yes, it is," answered Mr. Connolly.
"Is it really a TV?" asked Jordan. "It's too flat."
Mr. Connolly laughed.
"That's because it's an LCD screen," he said. "You can put it on the wall like a picture."
Jordan and his father took the box into the middle of the living room. Danny ran out of the kitchen to see it.
"Open it, Dad," he said excitedly.
"Let's open it after dinner. I'm hungry," his dad said.
"Please, Dad," said Jordan and Danny together. "We can't wait until after dinner. Let's open it now."
"All right, boys," said Mr. Connolly. "But just to look."
Mrs. Connolly and the boys watched him take a knife and open the box. It contained a beautiful big flat screen TV, a plastic bag with some metal pieces, an instruction manual, and a remote control.
Everybody was very excited. "Now let's eat," said Mr. Connolly.
After dinner, the family went into the living room. Mr. Connolly picked up the plastic bag.
"Jordan," said Mrs. Connolly. Have you studied for your test? I'll do it later, said Jordan. I want to watch TV now.
You can't watch TV now, Jordan, said Mr. Connolly. Can you see all these metal pieces?
I have to attach the TV to the wall with them.
That'll take some time.
I've got an idea. Go and do your homework first. I'll call you when the TV is connected and you can come and watch it with us.
Jordan was disappointed, but he went to his room to do his homework. An hour later, Jordan's father called him. Jordan entered the living room and saw his parents on the sofa with Danny, watching a big screen on the wall. Jordan was excited. The new TV looked just like a screen in a cinema.
Wow, said Jordan, that's so cool.
Mr. and Mrs. Connolly looked at Jordan and smiled. It is very nice, isn't it? Said his mother. Jordan sat down on the sofa next to his mother.
Jordan, said his father, let me show you the important functions on the remote control.
Okay, said Jordan, taking the remote control from the coffee table.
There's only one small problem, explained Mr. Connolly. I discovered the button for channel 4 doesn't work, so you have to change the channel manually.
I'm very busy at work now, so I can't return the remote control for a few days.
After his father's explanation, Jordan sat in the living room and watched TV with the rest of the family.